I got this question a couple times over the weekend, and it popped up on our YouTube stream. So let's address it. We're going to get out in front of it, address the allegations. What happens with the wheel if Jim Leonard is... Now, did we do Jim Leonard already?
He was on the list. We did not...
He did not do
He
him?
Did not even make the wheel yet, let alone...
Okay, so he hasn't been on the wheel yet.
Yeah.
But also, Paul Chryst's name is out there. What do we do with Paul Chryst? Does Paul Chryst go on the wheel at some point? Andy asked that on the YouTube stream just a few minutes ago. Does Paul Chryst go on the wheel?
Yes. I have a suggestion, if I may.
First of all, yes, and you may.
Okay.
But I am not against adding people to the wheel. However, it sort of did time out really well to where we're going to get through all these names, so we will have evaluated everybody by the time Nebraska hires a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't add too many.
Yeah, we got to be judicious in adding people.
If the guy that they end up hiring isn't in our list of 55, this whole thing is a failure.
It would be a shock.
It would just be a total failure. It's possible.
I say we do the most Connor Happer Show thing possible.
Uh-huh.
And we put it up on a poll question. Should we add Paul Chryst to the wheel?
Okay.
And whatever the audience decrees, we will abide by.
My guess is people are going to say no.
I don't think you would want him right now. Am I right?
I'll also tell people this. Paul Chryst, Mike Riley, very good friends.
Ooh. Tampering with the jury pool right now.
No. Very good friends. They hang out at a cabin and go with their wives and listen to John Prine.
That was oddly specific.
It's true. This is what happens. I haven't been there. I've been there at these meetings. I wouldn't want to. It's also weird that they're such good friends. They have a football connection that goes way back. I remember Mike Riley telling this story years ago. But Paul Chryst is like the biggest potty mouth there is. I call him potty mouth Paul.
Okay.
Mike Riley.
I like this.
I don't think he says too many bad words.
Seemed to be that way. Seemed to be very quaint in that way.
I mean, maybe you got a friend who just says a whole bunch of bad words.
That's certainly possible. I mean, yeah.
But does Wisconsin's next head coach have to just wear a frumpy sweatshirt? If that's the case, does that give even more credence to Brett Bielema?
We don't have a big fashion budget here in Madison.
I think that was just Paul Chryst. That program is, I don't know. There's a reason why people are so interested in what's going to happen there next, because it's been such an overachieving, successful program over the last 20 years with Barry Alvarez's fingerprints all over it.
I loved what you and Mike said. If you're not careful, that could fall off the rails completely.
Well, there's other things that go along with that idea too. Like I said, they have fallen way behind the facilities arms race. They have fallen back in recruiting.
Their indoor practice field is not 100 yards.
Their indoor practice field, repeat.
They cannot kick. They cannot kick in the practice facility.
They cannot. They do not have access to a full indoor practice field.
Now they're updating the practice facilities across the campus there, but still, right now, today, they do not have an indoor facility with a 100-yard football field.
And they are in the process or have maybe just begun the process of updating Camp Randall. But, man, that place is – I mean, there's a reason why – and people love this because it, you know, you get to do it every couple of years. But Nebraska fans go up there or Nebraska media goes up there and Jump Around starts, and everybody has to fear for their lives because they're worried that the press box is going to fall over.
Yep. The building sways.
It literally moves. That's not normal. That doesn't just happen when people jump around. You have to have a structurally sound press box.
Yeah, that's not
in stadium.
That's not the power of the fan base has made the building move. No, that's structural integrity or a lack thereof.
And like Schaefer said, like this is a program that when they have been good, they have, you know, some examples of this are when you travel well, right? Do you travel well? I don't know know if I would call Wisconsin as a program that travels particularly well. They have obviously had huge presences at, like, when they've gone to the Rose Bowl. They love going to the, you know, they love doing that trip. But this is a, I don't know, we don't want to make too many, I don't want to be like, you know, calling Tom Allen a clown or whatever, but.
Yeah, I don't want to go viral.
I'm just saying, like, Wisconsin's fans are sort of fair weather.
There are other things to do in Wisconsin. There are other things to pay attention to in a way that there are not here in Nebraska.
So when they lose and they become irrelevant, they just become irrelevant. They just go away. Nobody pays attention anymore. And when they win, it's great. And, you know, everybody wants to be a part of it. But that is a program that has had very good coaches and very good infrastructure for the last, you know, for the better part of the last three decades now. And it's, I don't know, they're just at a really, really interesting moment. Really interesting moment.
I thought they'd let go Crist at the end of the year, but I did not see it happening in that form or fashion.
That is a quick hook. That is a quick hook.
During a Packers game as well, mind you.
Their AD said 5 days ago that they probably weren't going to do anything, like, until the end of the year, basically. Like, that's when we're going to evaluate. It's just, it's not our style.
That is one game. Okay, my mind is made up. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's not let him linger for 2 months.
So I guess maybe he was telling the truth when he spoke on Thursday. Maybe he was lying. He was like, yeah, this is a possibility. We knew if we got blown out by Illinois, it was going to have to happen. So, you know, we'll see what happens with them the rest of the year. But they can't do any of the things at high enough of level to win games the way Wisconsin's won football games over the last couple decades now. They can't do those things right now. The recruiting's fallen behind, and a lot of the stuff that Nebraska has going for it, Wisconsin doesn't at the moment. So it goes without saying, this is me leading up to saying I do think Nebraska's a better job, and that's the truth. Now, that's not to say Wisconsin can't end up with a good hire just like everybody else, and it sort of keeps rolling along. But they're in an interesting spot. They haven't fired a football coach in 33 years. Imagine that. They have not fired a football coach in 33 years.
That's wild.
They have not fired a football or men's basketball coach since they fired...
Say it.
Stan Van Gundy.
That is correct.
In 1995.
That's right.
And yes, that was me finding out today that Stan Van Gundy was once Wisconsin's head coach.
Mm-hmm. It happened. People forget, clearly.
So that's a program that has been nothing but consistent under really good coaches and really good infrastructure, and Barry Alvarez with his hands on all his fingerprints on all of it for a long time now. So yeah, we are pretty interested to see where it goes next. Caden tweets in the show at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Paul Chris and Mike Riley share ice cream together too. I don't know what they did at the cabin. I don't know what else they did.
Mike Riley strikes me as a big ice cream guy. Just, ooh, I'm being naughty, having a treat.
I think that's fair. It's inbounds. Joel tweets in. He says, it'd be great if Mike Riley has an alter ego when he hangs out with Potty Mouth Paul. He rolls up on a Harley and leather jacket, takes a bite of a burger, drops an F-bomb. What's up, B-words?
Hop on. If you got the stones.
Yep. So what happens next? Texter Eric, Paul Chris for Nebraska's defensive coordinator. No. I don't think Paul Chris will be coming to Nebraska. But we can still put him on the wheel.
If the audience deems it necessary. At Happer Show on Twitter.
Is the poll question up?
It is up. And if you want Paul Chris on the wheel...
Vote, vote, vote.
You better get to Twitter soon, because it's...
Is it ending?
It is a runaway.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So people don't want him on there?
Not the early voters, no.
By the way, on the Unsportsmanlike Conduct today, they're going to do the, Not Frost versus the World. I believe the question today for the bracket is, PJ Fleck versus Deion Sanders.
Yes, great matchup. Excellent bracketeering by John.
What is wrong with people? Can we really not get over that PJ Fleck has some isms? That guy is a good coach.
But the isms, Connor, they'll drive you mad.
We're going to hire an FCS coach who's been coaching for 2 years instead of a guy who's rebuilt two programs, one in a Power Five in your division that you want to be like?
Is PJ Fleck an NFL Hall of Famer?
You got to be kidding me.
Is PJ Fleck one of the world's greatest recruiters and salesmen and commercial pitchmen of our time? No.
I don't think this is a pro Deion thing.
Could PJ Fleck roam the sidelines in a motorized scooter similar to the one your 85-year-old grandmother uses? No.
He could. Actually, he couldn't. He would probably like to run, sprint instead.
He'd walk it off.
It's like, yeah, get me out of this. Get me out of this thing.
Had my leg amputated on Thursday. I'm going to walk it off.
What is next at Wisconsin? Fun times. And is Illinois the new power in the Big Ten West?
Clearly.
Things have changed.
Bielema versus Day in the Big Ten Championship.
In Nebraska, Nebraska is... I said after Scott Frost got fired, and again after the Oklahoma game, I don't think we really have the ammo to figure out how bad Scott Frost was yet. And we're gaining more and more by the day.
Saturday, the players on the field at Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
Well, they sure seemed happy to be there in a way that they had not in previous years.
There was some of it Scott Frost could help, some of it he couldn't. Some of it is just simple fundamental stuff that they weren't able to do and you know, the normal stuff that wins you football games. But some of it was they got themselves dug into such big of a hole and weren't able to pull themselves out of it. And that pressure and that weight just weighed so heavily on the program. And that's why Nebraska fired Scott Frost when it did. The weight was way too heavy. The weight was way too heavy on Nebraska football. And yeah, getting rid of that one guy, and I don't know, Shenander, I guess, as well, but mostly Frost, getting rid of that one guy has lifted a weight off of this program. And that doesn't mean anything about how many games they're going to win the rest of the year. But, yeah, there is a looseness, there is a lightness about Nebraska football right now that we don't usually get to see. That was pure unadulterated fun on Saturday night. Winning a game in the fourth quarter. The light show was great. Did you see the light show?
I did. They showed it on television.
Oh, they did?
A little bit, you know, coming back from commercial.
They did the lasers. They spelled out stuff on the field. The lights went off. And all of a sudden, you look in the corners over by the pylons, and there was the torches. I was like, how'd they get those out there? I didn't even see them roll those out there. Are those just there and they come out of the ground? Good time for Nebraska football on Friday night. Saturday night. Josh on Twitter, he tweets at Connor Happer. He says, no, I can't get over the myological hate toward PJ Fleck. Okay.
Some of us acknowledge
as long as you acknowledge it.
Yeah, that it is illogical, the levels to which we hate PJ Fleck.
Pretty weird. You guys are weird, man.
But so is he.
He's definitely weird. That's for sure. Mickey Joseph is coming up here in about 10 minutes. He'll speak at his weekly press conference. I think it was John Cook was supposed to talk here, but now it appears as if that's not happening.
He's ducking the media, Connor.
Interesting.
No, I believe no one told John Cook, hey, we normally do this on Tuesday, but today we're doing it on Monday. Mm. That's what it sounds like.
John's busy.
Okay. Well, it's our off day. I'm not going to be there.
How about this before we go into break then? If you've been listening to 1620 The Zone for a long time, you know what I'm... This will sound familiar to you.
Oh, are you going to do it?
Four quarter pick 'em is back.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, four-quarter pick'em is back, and we have to get people registered. We will draw. So it won't start until, Josh, you might have to help me out on this. So it's not going to start until 2 weeks from now, or almost 2 weeks from now, the actual when you pick the games.
Correct. Next Thursday will be the first on-air picker.
Okay.
We will draw a name for that picker on next Monday, a week from today.
And the names will come out of the qualifiers, and we will have three qualifiers every day this week and next to get ready for that. And we are ready to unveil our first qualifier. Josh, do you have a number in mind?
Oh, wow. Putting me on the spot here. How
what
about
if I said, like, caller number 42 and you had to answer the call 42 times during the break, would you be mad?
I would not be mad. I would peel back the radio curtain and tell you that when radio stations ask for that high,
transparency.
I would not be mad. I would just lie and pick like the sixth caller and tell them they're the 42nd caller.
Perfect. 42nd caller, but actually the sixth caller right now. 402-951-1620 is going to be our first qualifier for four-quarter pick'em. You will get a chance to pick four games against the spread, and if you do so, you get $1,620. 402-951-1620 right now. Caller number six, not caller number 42, but maybe caller 42, but caller number six at 402-951-1620. Your first qualifier for four-quarter pick'em. We'll come back with Mickey next on 1620 The Zone.